calls us all to repent and to come into new understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's good. All right. Jesse, we can just cut off that little blue screen. That way we got some peace in here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say it again. Y'all going to have to help me this morning. Make double noise this morning. All right. We're talking about perception, deception. Everybody say perception and deception. And I've been studying it and looking over it and pondering over it in my heart and checking some stuff out. And I said, man, this is a topic that everybody needs. So I want to be talking to you all about that this morning. And usually when I get messages like this, I'm kind of happy that we don't have too big of a group. Amen. I just wanted people this morning that could basically hang with what we're saying. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I want to get through this teaching because I think it's really important. I don't know whether we'll have time to get through the whole of it, but I want to make sure that everybody has it deep within their heart, because I believe this is a pertinent message that's going to help us hold on. How many know this is a fight of faith? And the race is not given, you know, to the swift nor to the strong, but the Bible says the race is given. Basically, this thing is won by those that do what? That endure. Somebody say, endure to the end. Somebody say, I'm still here. And that's what's important. They're going to be, the Bible says in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. Amen. And I don't want to be one of those that fall away and slip into a bunch of stuff, get stumble over this and stumble over that. I still want to be walking straight for Jesus. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So it's teachings like today that are going to help us hold on when everybody else just lets go. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I think in the last day, there are going to be a lot of people. The Bible says, look, deception's going to be running rampant in the last days. Everybody say deceived. Say deceived again. Now, we always think about deceived. Oh, we think about, oh, cults and all this other stuff. Yeah, that stuff is going to be out there. But you know what? You don't need a cult to get deceived. You don't need a bunch of stuff to get deceived. There are a lot of people, you know what? They can get deceived all by themselves. You can go to a word-teaching church, amen, where they teach the Word of God, they teach the Bible, do all that stuff. And you know what? If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind, you know what? You can go to any place and somebody say, and be deceived. You know what? When God's trying to speak something into your life, God's trying to do something in your life, the Holy Spirit's trying to lead you a certain way, and when you ignore it and try to cloud your mind with all this other stuff, somebody say, mixed messages makes us deceived. Now this word deception, everybody say deception. Means to be tricked. Somebody say fraud or double dealing. Somebody say double dealing. There are a lot of people that are going to be deceived in their life because they're double dealing. Somebody say two-faced double dealers. Remember when we talked that scripture, it said, listen, God would have you either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, he spits out. Why? Those kind of people that are lukewarm, people that are lukewarm are basically deceived because they don't know what's going on. They don't know whether they're in the thing or out of the thing. Somebody say just deceived. They're just messed up in their head. And God doesn't want us messed up concerning our faith. He doesn't want us messed up concerning our Christian commitment. He doesn't want us messed up concerning the direction for our lives. What are we doing with our life? What are we going to do tomorrow morning? What are we going to do today? God wants you to know what's going on in your life. He wants you to know what time it is. Amen. He wants you to know where you're going eternally. He wants you to have direction and purpose. And not be clouded about it. People that are clouded and wandering around, they're clouded and wandering around because somewhere and somehow they're deceived. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trick ourselves every now and then. I tell you one of the things I really feel in my heart real strong. I was talking to my mom on the phone, and you know, I got an older mom. Anybody got an older mom? My mom's a little bit older than most, you know. And you know, when they're younger, you hear them talk about certain things, but as they get older, you know, the phone conversation usually goes around who kicked it, you know, who passed away. So my mom read me the obituary from the entire East Coast just about this morning. You know, she calls in and gives me the death report. But you know, one of the things that I've learned, that people usually get deceived in thinking, this is one thing that many people get deceived for, that we live forever. One big deception is that there's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Somebody say, you're going to be deceived thinking like that. People that procrastinate, I tell you what, a great deception, a great fruit of deception, how you can tell where someone's deceived in their life when they procrastination. Procrastination is the fruit of deception. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, someone help her. Can anybody help her? She's got it really rough this morning. So let's pray for her. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, help her. Somebody say praise God. No, you don't have to do that. Somebody will help you. Somebody help her, please, so she can hear the word of God. Amen. Somebody say deception. Somebody better hear the Holy Ghost. Somebody say deception. It's in what would happen if that soul, now we're small church, you can understand that, amen. If not, we'll love you anyhow, amen. But we gotta get over this stuff. What if this message is one message that she needs to hear this morning? You know, we all have responsibilities. We all have things that, you know, that have to get out there. And that's, see, some of us just take this stuff. We just sit through service and we ain't going to get nothing out of it anyhow. Where some people, every message is important. Amen? Every message is important. And the word, you know, that they miss is a word that they'll need. Because some of us, you know, some of us are just living by whatever stuff comes on. But some people are living by the word they have to hear to make it week throughout week. Amen? So we take those things, somebody say, very seriously. Let's pray in that direction right now. Let's pray for child care right now in the name of Jesus, that someone would pick up a vision and a heart, that people won't have to miss the word, amen, or feel embarrassed or leave church, amen. So let's pray right now in the name of Jesus that God would fix that. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say raise up somebody to go in that area right now and to move in that area with passion. Some say hallelujah. Widener, child care worker, somewhere, somebody's deceived. Somebody say hallelujah. You know what? You know, God has always got stuff taken care of. God doesn't make stuff up as he goes along. Everything the body of Christ needs, everything the church needs, you know, God's already provided, but people can't hear and can't perceive what God wants to do through them. You know, Somewhere, there's somebody anointed of God, called of God to help something, make something better. Amen. But they can't hear the little voice of heaven saying, hey, look, you can change some lives by sitting up there. Amen. And that's a blessing. But people, somebody say deception always causes us to miss out. Y'all know I put everything on the message that I'm teaching. All right. Now, somebody say deception again. Deception. Fraud, double dealing, or trickery. Deception, you know what? I believe in the last day. You know those that aren't going to be saved in the last day? Those that are deceived. Some say everybody that doesn't receive is deceived. Deception is the biggest, it's the biggest killer of mankind today. I tell you what, how do we all fall into sin? How do we fall from the garden of Eden and all these things? You know, when God placed Adam and Eve in the garden and he had everything provided for them, did the devil drag him out of the garden? No! The devil didn't drag him out. He didn't just show up and say, I'm bigger than you, I'm taking over. He didn't fight for it. You know what he did? You know how they lost that place of salvation? By deception. Some say deception. What causes us to lose salvation? Deception. Because salvation comes by the word. And the word means, now there's a word I want to teach you. Write this in your little notes. Somebody say logos. You know, some of you that don't understand these note stuff yet, somebody say that what I think the best teaching that we've ever done, most want to know, was why do I have to take notes in church? Amen. But look, write the word logos, L-O-G-O-S. And in the New Testament, whenever you see, most of the time when you see the word word or word, in the New Testament, it basically means, it's a Greek word called logos. And what logos means, it means the thought, intention, and purpose of God. When we read the Bible, when we read the Word, it says, and the Word in the beginning was the Word. Basically, somebody said, before this whole thing started, it was all thought up, it was intended, and it was purposed by God. And that's the Word. So all things begin by the word. So what the devil tries to do in our life, he tries to cloud our mind and confuse us with all these things going on around us so that we can't get to the bottom line, which is the will of God in our life. So in the very beginning, what messed up everything? What brought sickness into the world? Deception. What brought death into the world? Deception. What breaks our relationship with God the Father? You know, God would walk in the garden and talk with them day and night, you know what? And they all of a sudden they let the devil get in there, listen to two different voices. They were listening to God one night, and you know, when God was walking, they'd listen to him. Then when they weren't listening to God, the devil would go around, then they were talking to the devil at the same time. Some say double-minded. And they got double-minded, just listening to the two things at one time. They got double-minded, and all of a sudden they ended up being one, deceived. And as soon as they got deceived, they lost everything. You got to know the Word of God. You got to know the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in your life. And deception goes more. People think, oh, today, if they don't believe this, you know, Calvinistic doctrine, they're deceived. Or if they don't believe my Pentecostal doctrine, they're deceived. If they don't believe my theology or my doctrine, they're deceived. It's deeper than just that. We're not to be fighting over doctrine and all this other stuff. Of course, there are certain foundational things that God, Jesus died and rose again. Those foundational things are really important. But there are a lot of people that are on the early foundation of doctrine and stuck and thinking they can just tell people those things, those people be okay. And they don't teach them about the Holy Spirit, about the governing values of the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. They can't hear God and obey. Those people will end up being deceived. You know why? Because God will lead us into salvation by His Spirit. And people that are not spiritually in tune will never know how to follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost in their life. Right. You can't go by what somebody taught you in Sunday school forever. Thank God for it. But every once in a while, you're going to need, I got into some situations in my life, it was a Holy Spirit Himself that helped me get through that thing. He reveals more word to us. Not what you keep in your head is going to keep you together, but what you got deep down on the inside of your heart. So say that you might know what the mind of God is, what the heart of God is, what the expression of God is, what the Holy Spirit wants to do. If you don't walk in the Spirit, you're going to be led. The Bible said, for those that are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. So say being led by the Spirit of the Holy One. How many of you want to be saved? There's a better way. It doesn't have to be so hard. You don't have to be so caught up in the world and so always having to make it, which way do I go? Which way do I go? If you just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, life gets so much easier. You can get out of fear and get into faith. You just get out there and try it. You find out, you know, when you first start, now it's kind of scary a little bit. God lead me to do this. I'm going to lose everything. But I tell you what, once you've walked with Him, I say just walk for about a year. You'll trust everything your spirit leads you to do because you know God is faithful. Say perception. Deception. Now this word, everybody say the word perceive. That means to see or observe. You ever heard people say, to the pure, everything is pure. To the impure, everything is impure. You know what? Your perception, you know, you got to learn to look beyond earthbound things and see in the realm of the Spirit to see good. So say hallelujah. Jesus said, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is noble, these things the Bible teaches us to seek these things and look on these things. Somebody say, look on the good. There are certain things, so even said, don't even speak of them. It's a shame to even talk about stuff that certain people do. Why? Because God does not want our perception to become deceptive. Amen. There are certain people, everything, you know, they don't even know what God's doing. They don't know what the will of God is for them this morning. They don't have any understanding what the will of God is, and they're blaming a bunch of stuff. There are so many people stuck in church, think they know it all, but whether they realize it or not, they need to pick up they have nothing but a spirit of error. That's one step away from a reprobate heart. What do I call a reprobate? I call those that have a spirit of error. Those are those reprobates that are still in church and don't know it. You ever met them on the wrong track and got 10 scriptures? Why are they on the right track and proving why God told them to do this, why God told them to do that? Doesn't match the very basics of what Jesus said or the flow of the Holy Spirit. But yet, oh, it's the Holy Ghost for me. He got me doing a new thing. Everybody else, somebody say, glory to God. Doesn't have to be that messed up. Somebody say, glory to God. Praise the Lord. It could be a little bit easier. Somebody say, the spirit of error. I want you to study that. If we have any CDs, I want you to study that. And I want everybody to be praying over their own heart, praying over their own mind this week, and saying, God, I know you're ready to do something, but I want you to purge me and wash me, that, you know, that I can hear your voice. That's the most important thing to the believer, is the ability to hear God. How do you know when you're hearing God? Amen? God's not saying, I hear the Holy Spirit. And he's not leading me out there in the jungle all by myself to where I'm having to guess. I found out when I've heard God the most, somebody else is there before I even get there. Hallelujah. He doesn't just make you, oh, God called me out and I'm having to do this whole thing and don't nobody know it but me. That's spooky. Chances are, somebody say amen, you're being led, by the devil. That's a spirit of deception getting you out there all by yourself. You think you're following God, and all of a sudden you're out there in the middle of nowhere all by yourself, and he comes in for the kill. Said, forsake not. The voice that you hear is not going to go against basic elementary scripture. Some people can't tell them anything. They come up with weird, flaky stuff that the Holy Ghost just did, the Holy Ghost just said, and all this other stuff. And you know what? It doesn't even match up with basics, the very basis of what God wants us to do and become. Somebody say hallelujah. When you hear God, it will enhance the basics. It will enhance the basic. The Holy Ghost told me I don't have to pray no more. That's not the Holy Ghost. You know, dumb people say stuff like that. I'm not supposed to be worshiping no more. He don't want me to do that no more. Well, that doesn't sound like the Holy Ghost to me. That doesn't sound like God to me. That sounds like the devil. Somebody say amen. Because the basis of the Bible is that we would always worship in season and out of season, praising God and worshiping God. Well, and God didn't pull me out of church for a little bit. He doesn't want me to go to church. He just wants me to sit off by myself. Amen. And deal with me one-on-one. Well, somebody say glory to God. There's no revelation. There is no revelation in the Bible. If God's going to tell you something, he's going to tell you something in sync with the Word. Somebody say, don't get crazy. Don't get stupid. Stay in the Word. Somebody say, in trouble? You remember that message we talked before when you hear people talk crazy stuff? Some people, they're so set in their own ways, they know it all. They know it all. They figure it all. You can't tell them anything. You know what I say when you try to tell people, they tell you all this wild stuff and go through those. You know what? The Bible says, don't answer a fool according to his folly. The only thing you can say is, okay, mm-hmm. So everybody go, mm-hmm. Say it again, mm-hmm. Why am I teaching this thing? Because you know what? They're going to come from the north, south, east, and west. Amen. And the only ones who won't be here in the last day are those that will be deceived. Amen. Somebody say, no, they were offended. No, they were offended because they were deceived. Somebody say hallelujah. You notice that offended people, deceived people are the ones that get offended. You know what? Because what they see and what they hear. They're looking for it, Something will happen out there anyhow. And you know what? Somebody will go off and freak out, always carrying on. And you're ready to choke the life out of them, if you're just looking in the flesh. Well, if you're looking in the spirit, you see a heart that's trying to find Jesus. You can look beyond the small stuff, amen, and see what Jesus sees, amen, and not get caught up into that. Somebody say hallelujah. Some say perception. I think I'm doing a good job this morning. Amen. We haven't even started this thing. We're going to be on this thing for a long time. I feel good. It means, listen, what we perceive is what we are able to discern and what we're able to mind. What's the perception that you have of what God is doing? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God for that. Let's go on. I've got a scripture for you. Hallelujah. I was going to teach on perception. I'm not going to be able to even get to the teaching, but go to Jeremiah chapter 9. I want to get this on. And we're going to break this down tonight. You like the book of Jeremiah? You were in Jeremiah 17. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. You know I love you people this morning. Somebody say, thank God for the Word. This is so strong in my spirit to teach these, to teach you to stick with God, how to stay with the flow of the Holy Spirit, not get caught up in all kinds of nonsense. Somebody say, hallelujah. We used to get to the point where we say, oh, that's a wolf. Somebody say, calling out all the wolves. You can't, there are too many wolves out there. You can't beat them all off. And some of these wolves are real good. I mean, they look just like sheep, and you can't catch them. You know what I'm saying? Some of the times I think if they can't see that wolf, they ought to get eaten up. Amen. So say hallelujah. And so we have to teach the body, amen, for themselves how to know the voice of the Father, how to know God. If they know God, they won't listen to the devil. I'm going to say amen. Amen. He said, my sheep know my voice. And if you know his voice, the voice of this other thing, you won't hear or you won't listen to. This is a very powerful scripture. This goes on the line of deceit. Somebody say deceit. See, we got so much deceit in the body of Christ today. Deceit is everywhere. And the last time deceit reigned in God's people, you know that Old Testament is nothing but a foreshadow of the New Testament. He took those Jews and he led them and he did some things with them so that we can look at them and use them as an example. He loved them. They were the apple of his eye. They did certain things. He did certain things. Bible also says he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He told us too, he said, listen, now if you are the branches and they're the vine and all this other thing, and I chop them up, don't get too high-minded. So if he dealt with them severely in certain cases, don't you think, well, I'm the church, he'll never deal with me either. We got it all safe. You're going to be in trouble. This is something that we want to talk about. I wanted to get one of the things I'm going to try to root up out of the body of Christ, at least out of our little house. Amen. Is we want to increase our perception of the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of this perception will be less deception. Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Somebody say, my Lord. How did they get? He said, this prophet could see beyond some things, said, these people are about to get cut up. They're walking in a way of danger. If they're not too careful, they're going to be cut up. You know, certain people jump in certain movements without discerning the Spirit of God. They let that movement take every government governing values. Sister Bell was telling me she was watching a TV show about a bunch of people jumped off in a cult. Were deceived and jumped off in the cult, and the prophet, so-called prophet, you know, jumped up and started sacrificing them. Well, you know what? I see that every day. I've seen that here in this own city. I ain't seen nobody get cut up yet. But you know what? What would it profit a man if they gained the whole world yet lose their own soul? I've seen people get caught up in some teaching, get caught up in some dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? And miss the best of God. Miss the sweet basics of being a Christian, of being a part of a church and part of a relationship over a certain manifestation. Some say deception. We've seen strong and healthy churches right around this own community. Certain stuff started to come. Different people started to teach all kind of weird stuff. You know, I believe in certain things. Teach all kind of weird stuff. Before you know it, ain't nobody in the church no more. Church is gone, packed up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got in there and deceived the people. And you know what? The people fell off. Strong churches. Somebody slain. Ought to make you cry. You know, one time you saw the place packed. Everybody was enjoying God. And all of a sudden somebody got deep with some wild teaching, with some Looney Tune brought in. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of the wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all daughters, an assembly of treacherous men. Now this is God prophesying to us. Isn't that a trip? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of time. You know, God has that promise to us today. He told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But you know, when we deal in a spirit, you know, of treachery and deceit and deception and wanting to do our own thing, the Holy Ghost within us gets real grieved. Said, boy, I'd love to get out of here. How many ever grieved the Holy Ghost? Somebody say deceit. Grieves the very Spirit of God. And God said, I'm going to get out of here. I can't. You know, God don't like strife. He doesn't like mess.
He didn't like treachery. He didn't like any of that kind of stuff. And we can learn straight here. You want to get the anointing out of some place, get deceived, and get into the spirit of deception and do all this. He said, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they are adulterers. Somebody say adulterers. Remember we talk about double-mindedness? That people think adulterers just mean they were all sleeping around. No, it was deeper than that, people. So we say spiritual adultery. We're married to Christ. We're married to God. He's first in their life. And we start to put other gods in our life. Other things that we even get co-equal with him. Well, I got to make a decision. Which way do I go? You be for real. I mean, how'd you like to be married? What if somebody with my wife or something like this, and all of a sudden we're going out to eat at a restaurant or something like that, and I get the bill and I say, well, whose bill do I pay? Do I pay my wife's or hers? Who do I sit with today, my wife or this other woman? You know? Well, that's what it's like for so many Christians today. We put things that, I mean, shouldn't even be on the same level with God. So say adulterous generation. God first and always. There ain't nothing going to get on the same level of God in my life. He's first. He said, for they are adulteries, and there's spiritual adultery going on everywhere. Spiritual adultery in finance. What's spiritual adultery in finance? Either you're going to have God become your provider and your source and do it his way, or you're going to do it your way. Somebody say, I'm going to trust God. God says, sow and you reap. The other one said, rip everybody off and you'll have a little bit left over. Maybe you can slip a couple bucks in the offering plate. Somebody say, hallelujah. You know, we can do tongue adultery. What's tongue adultery? Tongue adultery, you know, either we can pray for people and pray ourselves out of circumstance or run our mouth and create a bunch of problems. So they say adultery. There's a way of God that we've got to trust and fall into and stay in that straight and narrow. So say, an assembly of treacherous men. I tell you what, double-minded men are treacherous men. You know, people that are totally evil, you know what? You know which way they're going to turn. You know you ain't going to get nothing out of there. Amen? But the ones you can't figure out, one day they prophesy, and the next day, Lord, have mercy. One day they're for you, one day they're with God, the next day, who knows? I'm ready to give up and throw the whole world away. Adulterous people. We're learning something. Somebody say hallelujah. Adulterous people will be treacherous people. You know why they'll be treacherous? Because one minute they're with God and for God with all their heart, and all of a sudden y'all walking arm in arm, brothers and sisters in Christ. Next minute they turn and snap, and you don't let this dog inside your heart. You drop all your defenses. Somebody say this is the body of Christ. You have to learn. Best place to get healing in the world is the church. Best place to get your heart ripped out, torn apart, stomped on is the church. You know why? Because you drop all those defenses and start trusting people. Glory to God. And I know for a fact, can anybody be more treacherous than some church? Somebody say amen. People. Deceive church people, because some of them deceive church people think God's on their side. They pray to destroy you. Go out of their way. Think God is with them. Amen. Someone said deceit. Perception, deception. And you better learn to perceive some things. An assembly of treacherous men. This is so sad today. This is the same thing in the church today. Someone said an assembly of treacherous men. Look at all the things that happened in the 80s with Jim Baker and Jim Swaggart and all these. Am I calling them treacherous men? But you know that one man went to another man. Hey, help me out. I'm having a problem. Watch my ministry. Forget that. He turned the boy in and tried to take the whole ministry. Just tried to take it from them. They didn't care about him. Some say treacherous. You got to be careful. Somebody say confess your faults to one another. Glory to God. They sell your story to inquire today. Some say an assembly of treacherous people. It shouldn't be that way. You know why they're treacherous? Because they're double-minded. They don't believe that you can live right and not tear anybody out, you know, and still make it and still live. Some other people are looking for some type of fault to get an advantage. See, when we're double-minded, you know, double-minded means, hey, God's going to give me what I need. I don't got to tear nobody up. I don't have to do the same rat race that everybody else. I don't have to play the same game that everybody's playing. Some say deception. Am I trying to make it a little bit clear that deception, how deception comes? Deception comes, they don't know how they get over. They haven't really made up in their mind, look, I don't do that kind of stuff no more. I don't take advantage of people. When people fall, I don't take their place. Glory to God, I lift them up. I'm not going to get there this way. I'm going to get there God's way. But you know, you get them people that don't know which way they're going. You're going to be, somebody say, they become treacherous. Therefore, we have to teach the word of God. If we teach people, God is my source, God is my hope, the Lord's going to work it out. He'll bless me. He'll keep me. You know, I don't have to worry about my own things. I worry about God's thing, and it'll show up. I have to worry about who's using me now, who's taking advantage of me right now. God, you know what? That type of person will never be deceived. Nor will they ever deceive anybody else, and they won't become a treacherous person. Somebody say hallelujah. Now it says this, and they bend their tongue like bows for lies. Somebody say lie. One of the worst sins. We noticed that we caught lie. Everybody say liars. I never noticed. There are two people that just came to me this past year, said they were dealing with people that are probably diagnosed as pathological liars. Christians, write this down. Never lie. Just don't fall into that trap. Why? Because God's going to hit you with a bolt of lightning when you lie? No, when you lie, you lose your life. When you lie, you lose all sense of reality. A liar is not really there. They're a fairy tale. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Make it a point in your life right now. Never, ever, 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 ever report, ever lie. Not because you're worried about a bolt falling from the sky, because you want to live in truth and honesty and integrity. So you start lying, guess who's going to be deceived? The person you're talking to? No, sooner or later, you're the one that will be deceived. Glory to God. It says, listen, but they are not valiant for the truth, for the truth upon the earth. So say truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil. And they know not me, saith the Lord. There are certain people who won't think twice about lying. After they get out of that mess, you know, you think, boy, I'm glad I made it out. They think, boy, I made it out of that. When you think, God delivered them out of that mess. You know, they just got themselves in a bunch of evil in the rough spot. You know, you think, well, he delivered me from jail. I know people who got delivered from jail 3 weeks later. Go and do something else just as evil. Some say from evil to evil. See, people that want to live righteously, they go from glory to glory. Which glory to glory? From manifestation, from the word of God to word of God. What flow is the church flowing in right now? Let me get into a piece of that glory. Someone say, glory to glory. Glory to glory. But you know, other people get from wild brain schemes, harebrained stuff. You know what I'm saying? One harebrained scheme, one harebrained trick, from trick to trick, scheme to scheme. Someone say, evil to evil. You know, everybody heard people, I'm going from glory to glory. Just as much as they say, I'm going from glory to glory, we need to be able to say evil to evil. Sanko. You can even go from, you know, many people think, I'm going to go from glory to evil to glory to evil. Glory to evil. Glory to evil. No. From glory to glory or evil to evil. And they know not me. Who said it? Who said it? The Lord says it. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, we prophesy some things, and we believe in prophecy. And, you know, I was just as surprised. I was getting this, you know, I'm saying, Holy Spirit, which way you want to go? He wants me to stick on this perception, deception thing. You know, and we said certain things. We said 3 years, you know, that God's going to judge some stuff. And as we get into this book of Jeremiah a little bit more, we can see how God did it before. When God saw the fruit of these things happen in his people, he was moved with indignation against them, and he sent out certain things. Somebody say hallelujah. Verse 4, and I want to close right here. Don't miss these teachings. Why don't you want to miss these teachings when we're talking about these things? You know why? Because those that don't know these things will end up being deceived. This is a pastoral message that every believer needs to know and be aware of. Amen? But a day going to come, something going to come to your life, a thought's going to come your way, you know what I'm saying? And deception doesn't just start, he doesn't just come to you, you know, with a big pitchfork and a long pointy tail and horns on the top of his head. No, he shows up real small, like a little puppy dog. You know, and it comes in real cute, and then we just embrace this thing, you know? And before we know, we got some old wild Cujo living in our house. There's a woman in Baltimore, you know, supposed to teach with illustrations. I had other illustrations, but there was a woman in Baltimore. Went on one of those ships down there for one shopping things. She was down there shopping in Baltimore, saw this cute little doggy thing, looked like a little doggy. And she picked the little dog thing up, you know, and said, isn't this the cutest little thing? Wrapped it in her arms and took the thing home. Put it in the house with her. Several weeks later, she couldn't find her dog. Thing had eaten her dog. She'd pick up a big old rat off one of them ships. Had broken off his tail and didn't even know. She was so dumb, she didn't know what the thing was. Some say deceived. Don't be deceived. You got to have your senses on. Amen. You got to have your senses on and realize this. Perceive this in people. I don't look when somebody say, who can I trust? Are you going to trust those that lied on you, talked about you? No, don't go. That's too late. You know what I'm saying? That's too late. After they stabbed you, after they stole from you, after they won you out, somebody say, that's too late. There's a way you can catch them before. Somebody say, hallelujah. Not in sync with the will of God. Amen. They can't perceive. They can't see. Amen. Jesus knew straight up what them people would do to him when he was walking on the earth. Amen? And they didn't even know it. They didn't know where they were going. He said, you can't see nothing. He said, blind guides. He said, if they're blind, they're going to be treacherous. Blind people will become treacherous. That's why God came to give us light. He's the light of the world. He was the Word. He was revelation. Amen? And it's the light of the Word and the revelation of the Word that causes us not to be blind. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what God says. Listen, if you want to be with God, you better understand what's going on. That's why you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. This thing is serious, people. This thing is, I want to get this deep. I'm trying to preach something out I perceive right now. Let me tell you what. That hearing ear is crucial. Because there are going to be some things that are happening in this last day and some that you're going to have to be let out of. Right, the very week of 9/11, do y'all remember last year? It was Sunday morning. We were already tired and worn out, and then the Holy Ghost said, pray. All this week, we want you to have a revival. I want you to pray and shut yourself up. And then we got that prophetic word. Remember that? And someone said, and there was a comment, and the comment was, what is the world going to end? I don't understand all of this. Why do we got to do this? And after the 9/11 thing, they started calling prayer. Every church opened up for prayer after the bombing. We decided to pray before the bombing because the Holy Ghost said, come back tonight and I want you in prayer all week long. Amen. Make this first priority. And somebody said, well, I won't be, you know, and, you know, it was my friend, Brother Dean, he didn't understand. He said, what about work? He couldn't go to work because the stock market shut down the whole week. I'm not talking against him. I'm just telling the truth. Somebody said, God knows. Perception. And there are going to be many things like that that we're going to have to be led out of by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. There have been people that I've known that, you know, that went to Christian conventions and they went to get on different planes and get on different things, and deep within their heart, the Spirit said, hey, you don't want to get on that. I'm not talking about fear, but just led by their Spirit. And all those that were led by the Spirit, somebody say, praise God, didn't go down the plane. There were people up there in the Twin Towers. Say they were going to work and all of a sudden they perceived something. Get out of this building. No plane had hit yet. But something on the inside of them said, get out of here. And those that are used to ignoring it, somebody say, amen. Just went on their merry way. Amen. But those that heard deep on the inside, I better follow the Spirit of God and do it. They were saved. I'm going to close at 4 because this is a good place to stop. Take heed, every one of you, of your neighbor. Somebody say, look at your neighbor. This is the word of God. Look at those you hang with. Somebody say, glory to God. And trust ye not any brother. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. He's turning us all against each other now. Amen. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. I tell you what, when you got people, if you're not walking with people, see, you got to know brothers and sisters in Christ. Just because they go to church don't mean they're in Christ. Just because they're shouting and dancing doesn't mean they're in Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. He used to tell us back in our church at D.C., ladies, when you go to the offering plate, take your purse with you. Everybody in here ain't saved. Somebody say praise God. Listen. Take heed your neighbor. No, even in Jesus' day, those 12 disciples, they didn't know that Judas, they didn't know who he was about. Wasn't he right with him? Had the money. Surely Jesus trusted him. He wouldn't give anybody he didn't trust. He had all the money. So say hallelujah. Take heed. And you know what you listen? You don't look on the outward manifestation, all this other stuff. You look at the Word of God. Listen to their confession. How you can tell the Spirit of God, God moving one way and all of a sudden something else pop out of nowhere. It just fits, you know, like they threw a brick in a car engine or something. Where's that coming from? Some say unity, spirit and flow. That's where deception comes from. Now, will others supplant, and they will deceive everyone. Some say they will deceive everyone. Sad, isn't it? And will not speak the truth, for they taught their tongue to speak lies. What did they taught the truth to speak lies? You know, they blame it on the Holy Ghost. Well, you get up here, you say things, the Holy Ghost led me to do this. You know what? If I get up here and say, well, the Holy Ghost told me to say this, Holy Ghost told me to do this, and if I'm lying, you know what? There's a sentence of death spoken. But there are a lot of people that went to Bible school and learned to speak lies, learned to make it sound like God said it. We can hang around certain Bible studies. They can make it sound real religious. So we say train to speak lies. There was a prophet in the Bible where God said, listen, they're all lying. Every prophet, they were all lying. He said, they're all prophesying lies when they're saying it's going to be this, and it wasn't that at all. Amen? And God said, don't you believe that mess. For they have trained their tongue to speak lies, and weary, somebody say weary. Say it again, weary. You met people always worn out. Then we taught Friday night, when you do the work of the Lord, you do the things of God, you never get tired. You don't get tired when you're working with God. You know, when you get with these deceived people and stuff like that, they come to church burnt out from ushering, burnt out from singing, burnt out from preaching, burnt out from doing this. Hey, man, I'm just, somebody say, weary. God's stuff don't make you weary. You worn yourself out with a bunch of other stuff, amen? For they weary, who do they weary? Themself. So say hallelujah. They wear themselves out to stay in iniquity. What do you mean? Does anybody know what iniquity is? Iniquity is repetitive stupidity and sin. Wear themselves out doing the same dumb stuff over and over and over and over again. Somebody say hallelujah. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Everybody, if we're going to title that, that's what I want to title just today's. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. It's a sad thing to be around believers all the time and nobody really has really the... And I'm not speaking holier than thou and stuff like that. Yeah, there are people out of there. But really, there's a common hood in real believers. You know what I'm saying? Most of them, you know, some of them old saints, they just want to be nice. Just want to do a little bit of good every now and then. Amen. Just want to pray. But you know what? The body of Christ has gone through some dark days. You know, we made things so easy, and now the entire body of Christ is in the midst of deceit. Amen. But do your own, have it your own way, have it your own stuff, you know, just basically deceived by the in, by the thoughts of their own mind other than the unction of the Holy Spirit. Through deceit, someone say, through deceit. Say it again, through deceit. Say it one more time, through deceit. This is the bottom line. This is the bottom line. This is the bottom line. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 6, through deceit, they refuse. Someone say, refuse. Say it again, refuse to know me. How many of you want to know God? An excuse to not knowing God is deceit. We get caught, we busy ourselves in all kind of crazy stuff. Our way, our attitude, our pride, I got to do this. I'm more important. Forget what the Holy Ghost is doing. Forget what the Holy Ghost is saying. Forget God. Me, now, me. Some say, through deceit. You can be deceived, not allow Jesus to be Lord. You can be deceived not to think that he's important. You can be deceived not to pray. Some say, through deceit. I'm preaching to myself a little bit now. I'm bringing it in. I'm preaching to myself. I'm saying, reel it in, brother. How can you be deceived and not pray? By thinking you don't have to. Through deceit. They refuse to know him. You can be deceived to know that you don't have to know, to think that you don't have to know him, or that it's not important to know him, or that you can know him, you know, but you better have something else going on so you can know him. You know what I'm saying? Some say deceived. Through deceit of all these other things. Don't be deceived. You know, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man reaps, that also, that whichever man sows, that also shall he reap. So don't be, people, don't be deceived. Put God first. Put God first. Give him first place. He'll take care of you. He'll provide for you. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means his walk, his path, his plan. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all these other things, somebody say praise God, will be given to you. Don't be deceived. Don't let the devil lie to you and think that God won't give you anything. That you got to get it for yourself because he might not be there. Through deceit, they refuse to know me, not saith Pastor Rod, but according to the word, the Bible says the Lord. Someone say hallelujah. Through a cloudy head, unfocused thought, we get deceived. You know what? And we can't get to God deceived. We got to have the Holy Spirit wash our mind and wash our spirit that we can hear the word and stay in tune so we can know God. Somebody say hallelujah. Please don't miss the rest of this teaching, people, please. We don't teach this kind of stuff too often, but it's important that you get it way deep down on the inside of you. Amen? How can you get to the point to where you won't be deceived? One of the ways you cannot be deceived, people, is first of all, not getting deceived. Water yourself in the Holy Spirit. Meditate on Jesus and pray. It's not hard. Don't be looking for stuff like all this weird stuff. You know, don't, you know, that's not how you get out. You know, you don't escape deceit by trying to run from deceit. Know God and you won't be deceived. He's the light. Amen? Run to the light and you'll know what's going on. Why don't you stand up? Did y'all enjoy that this morning? Kind of heavy for Sunday morning, but it's what the Lord gave us. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't be deceived. You're going to make it out of this. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't be deceived by getting in, by thinking that worry is going to make things better. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't be deceived by thinking it's all a game. It's all good and it's all God and it's all going to work out. Look at somebody and tell them don't be deceived right now in the name of Jesus. Trust in God. Stay with Jesus. Amen. He's going to see you through. Amen. You're not going to perish. You're not going to fall. You're going to win and you're going to make it. He's going to bring you up out of that. But it seems so hard. I don't know how it will all come together. I've lost everything. My life's just messed up. There is no way. Don't be deceived and think God can't work your stuff out. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say turn the light of God's word on so you can live in the light and be who God wants you to be and have what God wants you to have and not be deceived. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody pray over your health. Just grab your head real quick. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, renew our minds with the word of God, Father God, that we may hear your voice, hear your heart, and follow your leading and never be deceived to put anything before you. Thank you, Father God, for turning the light on right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray that your people are in tune to you and they hear your voice. They hear your voice. They'll never run from the devil, but they'll always walk toward you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody just say, turn the lights on. Like we sang this morning, shine your light on me. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We'll be back here tonight at 7 o'clock. Some good stuff, people. You know, we just never even touched half the stuff we wanted to touch, but it's still good anyhow. Have a cup of coffee and some of Jesse's birthday cake before you go. Amen. Make sure our visitors this morning feel loved and welcomed. Amen. I believe y'all been here before, haven't y'all? Praise God. Did you enjoy it again today? Completely different, huh? You gonna have some birthday cake? Let's do that. Put some good music on. We'll do that.